You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Arthur Basting was a children's author, songwriter, and advocate. In 2019, APRA AMCOS honoured his legacy by creating the Basting Prize for Children's Champion. The Basting Prize is presented to an individual, group, or organisation who has made an outstanding contribution to the development and well-being of tamariki in Aotearoa through the creation of our support or support for music, TV programmes, films, live shows, books, education, or advocacy. This year's recipients are the New Zealand Ukulele Trust, Te Runanga Ukurere or Aotearoa, an organisation that helps to facilitate music education in New Zealand schools through providing instruments and resources. I spoke to the chair of the New Zealand Ukulele Trust, Tim Carson, about his thoughts on receiving the Basting Prize, and I began by asking him what he loves about ukulele.
I love the fact that it's portable, that it's cheap, it encourages students to sing and but also be an instrumentalist, but it's also awesome for getting them to compose as well. And just the way when a class is playing the ukulele all together and everybody's just, you know, basically in flow, just enjoying being a musician. It's just got that feel-good factor.
And you are part of the New Zealand Ukulele Trust. Can you talk about some of the work that the Trust does?
Yeah, so the Trust has been around since 2007, and we've had about 760 schools across the country that have participated in our program. One of the main things that we do is provide resources to schools, and it's like a big song bank, and we prioritise music from Aotearoa. There's lots of Waiata, lots of Pacific Island songs in there. We also include songs that have been written by students who have won competitions. Because we also have songwriting competitions, and the winners of those we also include in the song bank in the following year. We also have a Ukes in Schools program, so we've got some really generous sponsors. So each year we've got 21 sets of ukulele that we distribute around schools as well.
That's awesome. What drew you to work with the Trust?
The great Maria Winder, she was like my mentor teacher. She was a music advisor, and she became one of the founding trustees for the New Zealand Ukulele Trust. And when I started being a music teacher, she was an advisor, and she came in and showed me how amazing the ukulele can be in a music classroom. And I just got drawn into what the Trust were doing and could see the difference it was making. So I was really, really happy to be invited to be on the board.
And the New Zealand Ukulele Trust has been honoured with the 2024 Basting Prize at this year's Ngā Manu Te Rai Raka New Zealand Children's Music Awards. The award is named after Arthur Basting, a creative who was instrumental in setting up the New Zealand Ukulele Trust. Can you talk about some of the work that the award's namesake did with the Trust?
Yeah, I was having a conversation with Maria about this the other day, and in the early days of the Trust, he helped with a lot of the administration, and I understand he was one of the songwriting competition adjudicators, and he was just really instrumental in those early days of getting all the admin and the legal and everything set up to launch the Trust.
And the Basting Prize is presented to an individual, group, or organisation each year who's made a significant and outstanding contribution to the development of well-being of New Zealand children through creation and support for music. What does it mean to be honoured with this award?
Honestly, it's a real shot in the arm for everybody in the Trust, because it's mainly done by volunteer work, people who have got daytime jobs who give up their time to make all this happen. So when we shared the news with the other trustees, it was just a really special moment. It was really heartening to see our work being recognised, but a real shot in the arm too. So we're feeling really, really honoured.
What impact do you think organisations like yours have in our communities? Why are they so important?
We believe that every child in Aotearoa has the right to realise their music potential at primary school. Unfortunately, this just isn't happening up there. But don't get me wrong, there's pockets of excellence. There's amazing schools doing amazing things. Yeah, we recognise that for the past decade it's been really challenging with national standards and the arts being marginalised in school curriculums. Teacher education is sort of not setting teachers up to teach music competently. You've got the government's own research saying that half of primary school teachers feel ill-equipped and don't feel competent to teach or assess music. So, we're just trying to get music into schools and children realise their musical potential via the ukulele.
And I did want to ask you about that. You kind of touched on it there, but it is a tough time for the arts.
Mm.
What support can we as a community give to organisations like yours to help your mahi?
Yeah, it would be awesome if parents actually ask their schools, you know, what is happening at their school with regards to their children's music education, because it's in the curriculum. And, you shouldn't be paying for music lessons and it shouldn't be at lunchtime. We believe that, an arts education is the right of every child. We challenge teachers to learn the ukulele alongside their students. It's a wonderful instrument to show what it's like to be a musician. It means being vulnerable, it means making mistakes and things, but actually we believe the ukulele is a really wonderful instrument to learn alongside your students, and we've got all the resources on our website. We've got principals and board of trustees. This is a really interesting time because school teachers have had their classroom release time increased, and we're hoping that many schools will actually use that extra release time to employ our specialists to actually cover those classroom teacher hours. And basically we're just asking for businesses to support getting ukuleles into schools. For around $1,000 you can actually get a class set of ukuleles into a school. So there's just an invitation out there for any corporates or businesses who are interested in bringing a lot of joy into the classrooms in Aotearoa. It's a really easy way to do that.
Where can people who want to find out more information about the New Zealand Ukulele Trust go?
If you just Google the New Zealand Ukulele Trust or the Kiwilele, and basically it's nzukulele.org.nz, and it's all there. And we'd welcome anybody to check us out, and any support out there. We're all about just fulfilling Bill Savesi's dream of just every child in Aotearoa learning the ukulele.
That was the chair of the New Zealand Ukulele Trust, Tim Carson.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.